أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما باطلا ذلك ظن الذين كفروا فويل للذين كفروا من النار. In the previous ayat we read where the test Allah had put Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam through, and when he had made tawbah and istighfar to Allah, Allah became so pleased and declared him his khalifa on the earth. Further then, Allah explains the purpose of the creation of the heavens and the earth. Why has Allah Ta'ala created this world, and why has Allah put us in here? So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا. اور ہم نے نہیں بنایا آسمان اور زمین کو اور جو ان کے بیچ میں ہے بیکار. That we have not created the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them just in some tomfoolery, just for some pastime, without any purpose and any object. There is definitely an object. And as a human being, and Allah has given us brains, it should have been natural for us. We should have thought that why has Allah created all this? Why am I here? For what purpose am I here? A person is in his shop, he knows why he's in his shop. He goes for an appointment, he knows why he has gone for an appointment. We have come in this world, but we never even give it a thought, why are we here? What is my purpose? Why is this world created? What is my purpose here? We see any gadget, anything, we ask, what is the purpose of this? This button, if you press, what will happen? For what is this? Everything we are concerned about. But for what we are here, that unfortunately, which was the most basic thing, we don't even ever give it a thought, why am I here in this world? Allah Ta'ala says, ذَٰلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. یہ خیال ہے ان کا جو منکر ہے. And that this world, that Allah has just made it, and no real purpose. Just Allah made it. That is the thought of a non-believer. That there is no purpose of the creation of the heavens and the earth. And we should also think from our side, if we never give this a thought, we never think that why is this world made, why have I come here in this world, then, and that this world is just a passing phase, I'm just passing it through, that's all. Allah says that is the thought of the non-believers. فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. So خرابی ہے منکروں کے لیے آگ سے. So there is this great destruction for these non-believers, and that is the fire of Jahannam, which will be the total destruction. So it is not only that a person does wrong and evil and he will go into the fire of Jahannam, but even if he does not realize, why am I in this world? Why has Allah made this world? That is also the basis of kufr. And that leads a person to non-belief, towards evil actions, etc. That I've got no accountability in the akhirat. There is no life in the akhirat. I'm just here like an animal, just passing my life. Or that is the non-believers, atheists. And Hindus believe in reincarnation, which is also a total wrong belief. That how you lived your life, you will be reborn, and in that way you will come into a better or worse condition. That is also totally wrong. The truth is that Allah has made us to prepare for the akhirat. If a person ponders on this, then he will devote his life in that direction. And then will his amal have weight and value also. Otherwise we are just doing our amal also as a formality, without the reality in it. So that is very important that a person ponders and thinks that why has Allah created the heavens and the earth? Why has Allah put me here? There is a purpose. And to get to that purpose, that is the very, very important thing. أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. کیا ہم کر دیں گے ایمان والوں کو اور جو کرتے ہیں نیکیا برابر ان کے جو خرابی ڈالے ملک میں. Allah says, what? Do you think that we are going to make the people who have brought iman and who do righteous deeds, like the people who are causing destruction on earth, the people who are causing mayhem, the disbelievers. Can the two be equal if there was no akhirat, where accountability will take place? That means a Muslim is just living his life, he is coming to the masjid, making ibadat, and a non-Muslim is carrying on his life, and that's the end of it, no results. That is never the case. There are going to be results. And this a person has to realize, that Allah has put us here for a purpose. So we can't live like the non-believers also. They live for dunya, and they only live for their own desires. We live for the akhirat, and we have to live by the commands of Allah Ta'ala. There is a world of difference between us and the non-believers. So we should not think that I'm just living my life, we are just carrying on, and the non-believers also are carrying on. That is their way of life. This is our way of life. No, there is a great, great moral and lesson and great difference between the two. أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ کیا ہم کرنیں گے ڈرنے والوں کو برابر ڈھیٹ لوگوں کے. And what are we going to make those people who are fearful of Allah, who have got taqwa, like those people who don't care about the commands of Allah, the wrongdoers. In other words, the Muslims and the non-Muslims are not equal. And in the Muslims, those who have taqwa and observe the commands of Allah, and those who live a reckless life, they also are not equal. And we are not here that many people think, well, you make your namaz, you make tilawat of Quran, etc., and you are carrying on, and we don't do any of those things, our life is also carrying on. So in other words, this world is just to live. There is no result, there is no purpose of it. Allah says that is not the case. There is definitely, and the day of Qiyamah will come, when Allah Ta'ala will make justice, and all those who believed and observed the commands of Allah, they will be rewarded accordingly. And those who disbelieved, and the actions were also accordingly, they will be punished also accordingly. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. ایک کتاب ہے جو ہم نے اتاری ہے ہم نے تیری طرف برکت کی. And we have sent this kitab down to you, a kitab of great blessings. There are a lot of blessings of the Quran Sharif. Just to have a Quran Sharif in the home, in the motor car, in the shop is a source of barakat. To read it is much more barakat. To practice upon it is much more barakat. To teach it, to propagate it, is much more barakat. And yeah, one particular barakat Allah Ta'ala refers to of the Quran Sharif, لِيَدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ تاکہ دھیان کرے لوگ اس کی باتیں اور تاکہ سمجھے عقل والے. Then the reason, yeah, Allah Ta'ala says the purpose or the barakat of the Quran, that a person meditates, ponders on the meaning of the Quran Sharif. There is so much source of spiritual inspiration and spiritual sustenance for a person in the meaning of the Quran. It elevates a person, it fills his heart, it fills his brains, it fills his life. It is very, very enriching. But that is if a person will meditate upon the Quran, and to also to remember it, and to act accordingly, to memorize it also, to remember it, to remember the commands of Allah, and to act accordingly. And Allah says this is for people who are ulul albab, people who have got intelligence. They will go to the Quran and take this great benefits of the Quran Sharif. Allama Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali says that tadabbur will give you great mental and spiritual capacity and enhancement. And tadhakkur will increase your amal tremendously and greatly. If a person makes tadabbur, that is, he ponders in the meanings of the Quran Sharif. Not only looks at the translation or the meaning, but he meditates, what is the Quran telling me? And then he makes zikr, then by this he will be inside, spiritually also elevated and enriched, and outward physically with amal as well. Then, and one of these great barakats Allah Ta'ala refers to, وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُدَ سُلَيْمَانَ, or دِيَا هَمْنِ دَاوُدْكُ سُلَيْمَانَ, and we had blessed Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, we made him our Khalifa, we had blessed him very greatly with great, great qualities of the ibadat of Allah. And from here also we learn, when the parents are righteous, then the children also come accordingly. Today as parents, we just want to live a carefree life. We don't have time for our children. We don't know what they learning in the school, in the madrasa, which friends they are keeping, what they are getting involved in. We got no time for them, and we expect to have righteous and pious children. When the parents also are righteous and pious, and they give quality time to their children, then you can expect results. So a Nabi like Dawood alayhi salam, Allah blessed him with a Nabi like Sulaiman alayhi salam. Ni'mal abd, bahut khub banda wo hai. Allah himself says, what a good person he was. What a great person whom Allah says is so good and very good. Then how good must be that person? Innahu awwab, ruju rehne wala. And he was also like his father, always turning to Allah in ibadat, in dua, for every need. And this is what we have to teach our children also. Not that money does, not that education does, but that Allah does. That we don't teach our children. We ingrain in our children that money does everything. And to get money, you need education. And that will do, and your life will be made. And in fact, very sadly and very dangerously, most of us, that has become our aqidah and our beliefs. That with education we'll get money, with money our life will be made. And that defeats the purpose and object for which Allah has created this world. Allah says that is the way of thinking of the non-believers, that we are here only for dunya, live it up, enjoy it. Or the way of those people who are Muslims but great transgressors. And the end result will be in the akhirat, and that is the purpose for which Allah has created us. Wa akhiru da'wana.